thing wide open. They're trying to get a pick and roll for Jake Howland. Jake Howland's now going to go up against Boker, and he does a great job of getting inside and getting the shot up off the paint. But Boker manages to deflect that shot, and the rebound goes to Lakers. And Boker gets the ball down here, and he challenges Rick. Now he hands it off to Warwick. Warwick tries to challenge Rick in the paint. He can't get in there. Howland comes out now and picks up Boker, and they give it to Warwick. That's Brody Lawrence at the top. Swing it over to Gasho. Gasho tries to drive to the paint. He beats him, but then he dishes it right back out to Boker. Boker's 15-footer no good. Brody Lawrence, Lawrence got up and gets the rebound over everybody else, right?
Well, you know, that's another thing that 2-3 zone can cause issues with. If you're playing a lot of help defense, you sometimes don't get back to box out the weak side, and that's exactly what happened in Cody Lawrence. Probably the smart guy on the floor right now. Came in from behind, he got the rebound.
Are we still the zone? I really think USA is playing a man-to-man if you want to make the switch. Right now, that is a nice take there by Cody Lawrence to take Howland in there. Howland just kind of stayed on him and stayed away from him. Lawrence made a loud shot there. The rebound was controlled by USA. 32-4-21, 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. USA beats the ball inside to Kyle Fletcher. He has it stripped away by Warwick. Warwick comes out right now to the free throw line. Lays up a jumper, no good. Rebound by Jenkins, and he has it stolen away by Warwick. Warwick's shot is still good. Rebound by Fletcher. And then Evan Gasher is going to try to steal, but he gets it on the arm there, and he fouls USA.
Yeah, that was pretty clear right in front of the referee. He reached in, and his hand definitely grabbed a good portion of the USA player's arm.
Shoot, I think our stat keeper, Flojo, could call that foul. And Gasso's going to come out. Van Tiflin's going in. Stone comes out, and Zuerman comes back in for the Lakers, who have the lead, 32-21, 3:54 to go here in the third quarter. This third and third, the Wild West game. It's two great rivalries. I love it. You got to look at these coaches down here. Both of them are up. They're both jumping. They're both screaming. Jake Howland gets it in, first from his left hand, hacks it into his right hand, and lays it up and off the ground. 32-23, Lakers still with the lead. Feeds the ball up, beats the press. Brody Lawrence. Lawrence gives it back to Trey. Warwick, dribbling around the top. Tries to go down the paint. Spot there. Van Tiflin tries for the three. He's not open. He brings it back to the top. He's covered tightly by James. And now they back out a little bit. He handed off to Brody Lawrence.
You're exactly right, Sue. They are running a man-to-man, but what they're doing is they're switching all the screens at the top, so it makes it look like a zone on top, but it's really a man-to-man.
And that was a good play there. Jake Howland just opened it up and let Boker get the ball, and he waits for his help and let Fletcher come over. Fletcher scored the ball. He did a good job not to pick up that close ball early here in the third. Howland with the ball now. He throws it back out to Nick Fletcher. Nick Fletcher's three is no good. It bounces off the back iron. Brody Lawrence puts the push the ball up the court, but Van Tiflin wasn't looking, so they set it up. And now they're going to run Horn. Oh, but he pulls back up, and Horn just stops the free throw and goes in. And we got a foul underneath, a push.
Well, that's they thought it was going as Lakers, but I think it's going as Jake Holland underneath. That's going to be his first.
He's calling 24. With the push, my bad, he said he had the wrong guy.
I wonder, because people were looking at Blair, but he had good position, so I didn't see Jake Holland follow him, but the referee was standing right in front of him. He thought he pushed off.
And I got to give the referee Cooter a good job. He went up and explained to Jake Holland, hey, I spoke wrong. I actually meant to call out on you, but unfortunately it's your first foul, and he did go over and explain out the game for us. So Holland sits down and come into the game for him as Gangler. They feed it down to Warwick, the Lakers. Back to the top to Lawrence. Lawrence is covered tightly by McGlynn. Back over here to Warwick, covered tightly by James. They skip pass over to Lawrence to the corner. He throws it back to Van Tiflin at the top for three, and it comes out. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Rick. Rick pushes it to McGlynn. McGlynn pushes the ball up the court. Covered by Van Tiflin. He looks to take it to the left side. He dishes it back out to Fletcher. Fletcher feeds it over to McGlynn. Back to Fletcher. Back to Rick at the top, to McClair. Lawrence goes downside into Gangler. Gangler is stuck by Zuerman, but they're going to call him on the foul.
It's hard for us to see from down here. It looks like he had a lot of balls in his hand, but he very well could have bodied him down low.
And I believe you got an update for us on the Harbor Beach game?
I actually have an update from the Bay City All Saints Dodgers game.
Oh, good.
At the end of the first quarter, Bay City All Saints is winning 14-12. So, first one so far in Bay City.
Well, good luck to Dodgers to hang in there and help everybody out in the league. Sorry about Bay City All Saints, but I want to see him pick up that loss. Also, we got one from Harbor Beach. So, 160-44 over Brown City. So they move to 5-1, and that puts some pressure on your Marlette team there.
It does. Sandusky also finished off Mabel tonight, the final score 69-30. Justin Mills at 7 points for the Redskins.
And that first shot by Ganger was up and good, 32-24. Lakers still with the lead.
You know, really, although USA didn't come out with the intensity I thought they would, it's still an 8-point game, so they cut into the lead, even with some of their better players on the bench.
And you said you had the other final there was Sandusky over Mabel?
Yes, 69-30 tonight.
Lakers with the ball, they feed it into Volker. Volker throws it back out to Woods for 3, no good. Long rebound to the side by Van Tiflin. He's double-teamed. Good pass by Nick Fletcher. Nice double-team there to cause that turnover. They give it back out to Puma. Puma drives the lane and goes up for a long look shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Woods.
I tell you what, I really like the energy that Nick Fletcher brings out. He's been the one guy that's really both ends of the floor been hustling the entire night for the Patriots.
Here, one for Lakers is Lewis. Lewis coming right over tonight. He's tracking the line. He's doing the ball handling duties. He's got some tough defenders. He's got Broker, though, again, comes in and working hard. He drives the lane, and he draws two people around. And pick whoever you want, because both USA players fouled him.
I think to give him to Coleman, that would probably be his first foul.
Fourth team fouls apiece here. 1:17 to go in the third. Lakers with the lead, 32-24. They gained it in the first quarter and not giving it up. Defending the home court real well here. They get the ball underneath.
Looks like we have a little activity before the ball is handed in to the player, so the referee's reminding them, wait till we have put the ball in play.
Lakers looking to inbound it underneath. They find the Chase Broker open on the low block. Broker throws it back outside. He's covered by Ganger. He takes it up to the top of the key now by the big Laker L there. And he hands it off to Warwick. Here we go into a little bit of a step again, I think. 32-24, 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Van Tiflin with the ball. Bounce passes it to Volker at the top of the key. Volker pulls it out. He's covered by Ganger. He gets it inside the paint. He tracks it in the goal. Tracks it to the left. Nice little layup and a jump shot there.
Ganger's going to have a real tough time if he has to take Volker all the way to the top of the key and guard him all the way to the basket. That's going to be a tough matchup.
That was a great pass. You know, kids wonder why he's packing from the left hand to the right hand. Right there was that. 34-26, USA scores there, and I don't know who got that basket.
That was Nick Fletcher, once again, making a nice move with the left hand layup to the basket.
Oh, nice try there by Peter Mead. He comes in, he drives the baseline, he gets picked up and tries to bounce back into the curve, but it went off the phone seat, so it's going to be a turnover. 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We got multiple substitutions for us, but
well, Sean Faber's seen his first action for USA. He's coming in right now. I think he's replacing Comer yet.
34-26, 24 seconds to go. Also coming in for USA is going to be Kyle Fletcher.
Dasho came back for Lakers. I think he's got 3 fouls, and Blummer came back also for Lakers, giving Peter Mead a break.
I think game four here wants to rest his big five or big six or seven here real quick as much as he can before they make a run here in the fourth quarter.
I'll be curious at 20 seconds to go if USA will play for the last shot down 8, you know, 2 or 3. They can be down as low as 5 with 8 minutes to go if they can convert here.
I think they're going to play for the last shot with 10 seconds to go here, and we've got McGraw at the top. He's covered there by Dasho. He's going to drive the lane and look, and he gets picked up, and he goes banks right off the glass in traffic. Nice shot there. 34-28. Lakers with the lead at the end there for third quarter. USA trying to make their move. We'll be back right after we hear from our sign.
Have you dropped out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an edge to get back on track? Edge is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an edge to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org. And click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
back here at Laker High School at the start of the fourth quarter. Lakers with a slim lead now, 34-28. USA is trying to make their comeback. They were down 12. They cut it in half back to 6. It's going to be interesting.